I'm Jenny Mullen, and Third Wheel is an absolute must-listen this week with none other than Heather and Terry Dubrow.
I remember my mom saying when I got into med school, she goes, oh, girls are really going to like you now. And it wasn't really true. And
oh, then
I got into general surgery program. She goes, oh, girls love surgeons. It wasn't really true. And then she
said to me,
when I got into plastic surgery at UCLA, she goes, oh, girls love plastic surgery. And finally, it was true.
So listen to and follow Third Wheel with me, Jenny Mullen, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podcast One, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Well, we talk about what we mean by zero gravity. We look a little bit at Kamala Harris and her Imagine speech and what John Lennon's lyrics have done to us. And I'm a little worried about whoever coached up Vice President Harris. But yeah.
First, there's Geico. Would you love to save some money on your insurance? Of course you would. Who wouldn't? And that's where Geico comes in. They can insure your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even your homeowners, or condos, or renters coverage as well. Save more with special discounts when you bundle the coverages. And it's easy to use. They have a mobile app, 24/7 roadside assistance, and well, the switch to Geico becomes a no-brainer. Switch today. See just how much you can save. Simply go to geico.com, get a rate quote, or contact your local agent.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on a church. Dr. Drew's a board physician, an addiction medicine special person. What's going on, Drew?
Sassafras, man.
Sassafras.
I have a couple things to talk about. One, you and I have been talking a lot lately about zero gravity. And I'm really kind of thinking that that whole notion, if people don't quite know what we're talking about, that's sort of the issue today. I mean, when I think about everything that's going on, it's that there's been zero gravity. We've like been concocting problems for quite some time because there's been just zero gravity. It's like humans need challenges or something. I don't know quite.
Well,
know what I mean?
I think here's what it is. If you take two 15-year-old girls or two 15-year-old boys – and you say to one of them, all right, here's what we're doing today. We're stacking wood. You take that big pile of plywood that's out in the parking lot, you move it inside, put it up on some kickers so it doesn't sit on the floor, and there's 50 sheets. See if we can get 25 in, then we'll do lunch, then we'll do the last 25. That person will go about their task. They may not be happy about it, but that's what they will be doing. If you told their counterpart, the other 15-year-old girl or boy, you just sit here. You sit. And then they'd go, what do I do? And you'd go, whatever you want. How long before that person like starts picking at a scab? You know what I mean?
25 minutes.
Or getting on the
chewing on
Twitter
their arm.
And fucking with
well,
somebody.
Well, that's the part.
Whatever,
that's what I was going to say. Now they just go onto the phone, and that's the arm chewing. That's nonsensical, meaningless acting out of angst and things. It is all unfocused, weird emotions that are the result of zero gravity.
Yeah.
I mean, when, you know,
well, lack of engagement.
Yeah. When they're going, you know, they go look at the astronauts there. They're zero gravity. Their body's not working right with the zero gravity. Yeah. Yeah.
No,
there's a consequence of zero gravity.
Said the one of the big problems they have with putting someone at a space station for 6 months is losing bone density and muscle mass, and
immune system doesn't work right. Everything's off without. We're embedding this in the literal gravity of gravity, but this is a figurative emotional gravity of not having meaning, not having focus, not having something to do, not having purpose, and it's weird. It's just weird to
me.
Well,
look, Drew, I told you 25 years ago when we were doing Loveline and there was all this big campaign about bring music back to schools. You know, Sheryl Crow is speaking out and Sting. Yeah. And I said, what about the fucking shop classes?
Right.
We need the shop classes.
Yes, you did.
And they were like, we need music. And I was like, I don't know. When did we ascribe all these magical qualities to someone trying to learn the trumpet when they're in the eighth grade? You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
I see you get a lot more out of shop class. And everyone's like, oh, please. You know, because it didn't feel enlightened. It wasn't progressive. No, who's the spokesperson for shop class?
Yeah.
You know, Hank Hill. You know what I mean? Like who?
It feels regressive.
Yeah, it's not sexy. Yeah.
It's the opposite of progressive.
Yeah, your grandfather used to do shop class.
Yeah, it's for Italian immigrants in the 19th century.
Well, the chickens have come home to roost.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because no one can do jack shit. Their brain is eating itself. People aren't out moving, engaged, putting things together.
That's what happened. I've had to have conversations with family members where I go, look, we are facing some serious threats in this country and some real economic shit, and we went through it with COVID too, and that's why I'm such an asshole about saving money. It's not because I'm greedy. It's because I was raised by a family that went through a bunch of shit and ran away from Ukraine during the Holodomor, and they raised me thinking shit's going to happen. Shit's going to happen. Prepare yourself. It just happens. Mm-hmm. And it didn't happen for a long time. The entire lifetime of a millennial, and I'm grateful for that. And now it's happening. Shit's happening.
Well,
pandemics,
money's invisible.
Yeah, well, that's all of that.
The government is printing it, handing it out to people that are staying at home. I mean, they've sufficiently
oil
scrambled.
Is unnecessary. Green is just there's no consequence to anything. There's no consequence to anything. Zero gravity. You when you have zero gravity, there's no consequence.
I know. Everyone's fucked up. I've been telling everyone, you've got to go to the garage. You've got to engage. You've got to put things together. You have to. Well, first off, here's what I've said to Drew. The artists. Okay, there's kind of two approaches to things. There's an artistic approach to things. And then there's a mechanical approach to things.
Engineering, sort of.
Yeah. And those have rules. Mm. Lots of rules, lots of gravity, literally gravity. Oh. I mean, you know, when you're a mechanical engineer, structural engineer, that's all gravity is what you're fighting, essentially. And then there's the poets, and there's John Lennon, and he imagines he imagines life the way it could be. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's fine. Good for you. Smoke your weed, bang your concubine, and write your shitty songs. But that's not going to work when it comes to the border or energy or anything else.
Are you committing some sort of sacrilege saying that John Lennon's songs are shitty?
And not as good as George Harrison's. Okay. I'll put it to you that way and imagine it's just a shit song. But not only is it a shit song, it got us off and running the wrong direction. And there's a lot of residue from that song. Because
interesting. George always was.
Gary can. Who's that? Gary, yeah. There was just a clip of Kamala Harris from yesterday, Gary, just talking about imagining trucks that ran off electricity and buses. And then could you imagine? Could you just imagine? Look, everyone who's in that camp loves that song. Mm. It's an anthem to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what they want you to do. They want you to imagine a world without borders.
Without people.
Without countries, without religion. You know, just imagine. And then imagine trucks that just ran off of pixie dust and stuff. Now, they're not able to facilitate any of that stuff because they're poets.
Yeah.
What they do is they imagine that world, and then they'll leave it up to the engineers. They'll leave it up to Elon Musk to figure it out.
Whom they hate.
Right. Because he's not doing it fast enough or something.
Not paying enough taxes.
Oh, right. And he's also basically making statements that, look, doesn't matter how many electric cars we have, we still need the fossil fuel. Like we need carbon-based shit to power things.
Electricity comes from somewhere.
Right. So we've let these people used to be relegated to drum circles and hacky sack kicks out at the park and corners of colleges. They're now making policy, and that's the problem. That's a big problem.
Yes. They were just the ones I don't know if I've said it before on this show before, but I'll spell it out again now, which is when I was first working at the psychiatric hospital, I've said many times that I noticed the narcissistic turn and all the diagnostic categories distilled down to one, narcissistic disorders, cluster B. But I also noticed that by early 90s, every individual with a borderline personality disorder came in with at least 20 lawsuits under his or her belt. And yeah, it's mostly her.
Mostly her.
Right. 20 lawsuits, every one of them. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, my God. Now, the legal system has caught on to what that was, mm-hmm. to the acting out behaviors that were often not based in reality at all.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, those same individuals have now joined the ranks of leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're going to use that cudgel upon everybody.
Would you like to hear Kamal imagining
this? Yes,
things?
I would.
Imagine a future. The freight trucks that deliver bread and milk to our grocery store shelves and the buses that take children to school and parents to work. Imagine all the heavy-duty vehicles that keep our supply lines strong and allow our economy to grow. Imagine that they produced zero emissions. Well, you all imagined it. That's why we're here today.
Nope, that's it. Done. We're done
because
now.
Because we have the ability to see what can be, unburdened by what has been, and then to make the possible actually happen. So today, I am proud to announce that our administration is taking steps to build that better future.
Okay.
By transforming our nation's fleet of buses and...
All right. Well, tell that to your Ukrainian refugees.
Right. Did you notice something about her delivery?
Hand flying in the air.
Well, but that is highly coached.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, every word was carefully. And she doesn't speak like that normally.
You all just imagine
They're on her now.
Yeah.
She's reading that like she's a poet. Back to your poetry sort of analogy. That did not sound good to me. That sounded like somebody in trouble trying to change how they appear to the public.
Well, Gary and Matt, did you imagine all goods being moved with a fleet of imaginary trucks that do not pollute?
Yeah, but as someone who drives an electric vehicle, I know that's bullshit because I get my electric bill at the end of every month.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
but
right.
Imagine.
Well, at least they cut off the San Onofre nuclear power plant, so don't worry about those prices going up. They'll keep going up.
Yeah, but imagine, Drew. I blame John Lennon for that.
You should.
He did it.
Yeah.
He wanted us to all imagine this stuff. The most dangerous thing in the world is a Dumbo with an imagination and no ability to solve anything.
I'm scared of how far...
What did I tell you about language, Drew? When do politicians start talking about feelings and imagine?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who cares? Policy, policy, policy.
Not just policy, man. Results.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing and how's it going to go? And if it didn't go that way, let us know why. That's it.
Mm-hmm. You're not using your imagination correctly.
True, I'm not.
I tell you that right now.
I've got a scary dude with nuclear weapons, and I'm wondering – how far we're going to have to go before we kind of wake up. I don't know. Your pattern-producing brain can tell you what's going on here.
Well, look, here's
You know, I mean, where does this all – where does this end?
We have to get back to nuts and bolts.
I know, but is Mr. Putin going to push us there? And if he does, what's that going to be?
No, look. You always go, like, when are things going to change in Los Angeles or San Francisco? When we bottom out?
Well now Newsom is talking differently about homelessness. I'm shocked.
Doing it nationally now.
Mm.
We're going to just bottom out.
Nationally.
Well, you got to look at it this way. If everyone in Los Angeles and San Francisco is fleeing to Texas or Florida, then what you go, all right, well, I guess the policies in Los Angeles and San Francisco are not great policies. Well, the problem is all those policies are being put into place now nationally.
Yes.
That's why we're hurting. We're all San Francisco and Los Angeles now.
That's right.
That's essentially, it's the national attempt to go the San Francisco route.
Yeah.
So it used to be, you don't like what San Francisco's doing to Italian food by putting pine nuts in it? Fine. I'll move to Texas, and I'll get some real Italian food.
Yeah.
But now we're forcing pine nuts into the pasta of Texas, and now we're fucking up all the Italian food. That's kind of the plan. So, look, it can be Democrat or Republican, but whatever it is, it can't be this weird left imagine agenda.
We have to I don't care who the I don't care which party, I don't care who the politician is. It just has to be real. Has to be. We have to get towards.
Well, we have to be. What is the opposite of imagination?
Reality.
Right.
Yeah. Reality on reality's terms. Right.
Yeah. That's where we need to go.
But you're not answering my question, scarily, about Putin and how far this is going to go. And
I have no idea. I really don't know.
My fear is because we're in the clouds, he's going to keep pushing it.
I know this, and I've said it to you a million times. I want leadership in this country that feels – that makes Putin and the rest of the bad guys feel uneasy.
Yeah.
And
not like red meat for them to go after, we are now.
Right. And now look at us with Putin. What are we doing? What's he going to do? I don't know. He's a madman. He's inconsistent. Yeah. He's all over the road. Yeah. He's scaring me.
Yeah.
We're scared to do stuff.
Right.
Shall we just control the airspace over the Ukraine? Don't do it. Mm. Why not? You'll anger Putin. I don't know. Don't do it. Well, what are we doing with Putin?
Same thing. We should be doing.
That's what they were doing with Trump.
Yeah.
And we hated it because we somehow needed to establish this sort of calm presence on the international.
Trump was scary and saying weird shit. And
well, that's the
problem is it was bad here, but it worked over there or something. I don't know.
Well, look, it works on Putin. It doesn't work on France.
Right, right.
France doesn't like it.
Right.
But Putin has to deal with what we're dealing now in reverse with Putin. What's he going to do? I don't know.
Yeah.
He scares me.
Yeah.
He's inconsistent. He's out of control. I mean, whatever was said, what's been said about Putin in the last 10 minutes is what CNN said about Trump 3 years ago.
Yep.
Right? It's the exact same stuff.
Yeah.
So we don't like it, but the despot leaders don't like it more.
Right.
And what it is they can't gauge it. Mm. And when you can't gauge it, it slows you down.
Well, it's hard to play chess with somebody that's playing a different game.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Let me tell you about Moink.
Oh, I love this
Moo stuff. Plus Oink equals Moink, a meat subscription box company on a mission to save the family farm. Run by an eighth-generation female farmer, grass-fed and finished beef and lamb, pasteurized pork and chicken, and sustainable wild-caught Alaskan salmon direct to your front door. Moink farms like our grandparents did. And the meat tastes like it and tastes like it should. Unlike the supermarket, Moink gives you total control over the quantity and the quality and the source of your food. You choose. You choose the meat delivered in a box each time. Ribeyes, chicken breasts, pork chops, and more. All so good. All such high quality. You can cancel anytime. It's Moink, right, Matt?
Keep American farming going by signing up at moinkbox.com/ADS. And listeners of this show get free filet mignon for a year. That's one of the best filet mignon you'll ever taste, but for a limited time. Spelled moinkbox.com/ADS. That's moinkbox.com/ADS.
All right, quick break. Right back after this. All right, Drew.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to share with you. Mm-hmm. Gary's going to have to look at this. Kamala Harris winning us all to imagine trucks. Is now the time for that speech? Seems like an ill-timed speech, doesn't it?
Yeah.
People are spending $6 at the gas station a gallon out in California. The price of an electric car is $51,000. It's like 13
it's
grand
against
more.
It's zero gravity. Economies don't exist. It's time to rethink economics. It's a new thing, new world.
I'm saying, can we save this speech until after this crisis? How about we get into sort of little wartime posture? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Hunker down?
Yes. It's very scary that they're not.
Well, because you're not using your imagination.
I'm not.
Listen, Drew, nobody liked it. Nobody said shit. Everyone hated me. But when they did the affirmative action pick on Kamala Harris, I said, that's bullshit. That's dangerous. Don't do it. What are we doing? Everyone was applauding it. I'm like, yeah, but we have an idiot now who happens to be a black female, but who's an idiot who's in charge or second in command.
I don't know that she's an idiot, but she's not the kind of leader we need right now.
Well, if you hear her speak,
well, that
something
this was
wrong.
Something terribly wrong.
But she just says circle talk all the
time. Yeah, but that
she's a dumb woman. She's dumb. She can't answer questions. Well, have you been to the border? Yeah, we've been to the border. Yeah, been to the border? I haven't been to Europe.
I think that's all a function of living in zero gravity.
Well, whatever it is, it's done something. It scrambled her brain.
It's not given her the skills she needs for this job.
She's not up to this task,
yeah.
But she is a woman and she is half black. Mm-hmm. Now shit goes down and this is who we have. Not a good way to run a country. Said it. I've always said it. No one else would say it. I don't. Everyone's scared. There you are. Here we are. That's her. There she is.
I can't
Biden
believe.
Biden could have a stroke tomorrow.
I know.
She'd run the country.
She's been an attorney general. She's been a senator. She has to have some skills in
there. I keep thinking that.
She has to. And it's just not whatever it is, the right skills for the present moment. And the fact that they're coaching her up like this, what I just heard, no. Wrong direction. That's not going to help her.
Well, Gary, it was funny. So on the MD front, they had a ivermectin study come out. Said it was effective to some degree.
Superior to remdesivir. That's right. The really interesting part of that study.
Right.
Which is an expensive medicine.
I went back and I said there was an article about NPR talking about – it was an NPR article talking about ivermectin and Joe Rogan and Gary can find it. But still hooked on the whole bovine angle of the whole thing, which is just that alone. Just the fact that CNN and NPR are arguing over whether it's for cows or people is insane. It's insane. It's a medicine that's for an animal, and then it's also for a human being in a different form and dosage. Could we not wrap our minds around that concept?
Right. Well,
I give my fucking dog Pepsit AC because they have a digestive tract.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Is this concept? Is it too grand a concept for us? For NPR?
I know.
It's too much. They can't digest it? All right. Sorry. You can just read it down, Gary.
Sure. The headline is Joe Rogan says he has COVID-19 and has taken the drug ivermectin. Joe Rogan, the mega popular podcast host who has suggested that young, fit people don't need to get the COVID-19 vaccine, has announced
true.
He tested positive for the virus, but is feeling fine thanks to a cocktail of unproven medical treatments.
Okay.
In an Instagram video, the 54-year-old host of the Joe Rogan Experience said he felt, quote, very weary on Saturday and got tested for the coronavirus the following day. Throughout the night, I got fevers, sweats, and I knew what was going on, Rogan told his 13.1 million followers. After the diagnosis, he said he, quote, immediately threw the kitchen sink at it.
Mm-hmm. Good.
His methods included taking ivermectin, a deworming veterinary drug that is formulated for use in cows and horses.
Deworming veterinary drug.
For cows and horses.
Yeah.
While a version of the drug is sometimes prescribed to people for head lice or skin conditions, the formula for animal use is much more concentrated.
All right. So it's sometimes for people.
Now, Gary, I just texted you something that I want you to read. It's from the CDC's website. Okay? Mm-hmm. And just read it and see. So it won't come out of my mouth. I want it to come out of your mouth.
Start at the top.
It's sometimes. It's a medicine that's made for cows and horses.
Right. Formulated for cows and
formulated
horses.
Formulated for cows and horses. But it's sometimes for people.
For lice and psoriasis. I don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
How many times do you prescribe this to people?
Many times. For many, many, many times. Because I dealt with immigrants and refugees when I was in training.
Have you prescribed it to more horses or more people?
No, only people.
But sometimes?
No, only people.
Huh. So... But it could be used for a person, considering we've been giving it to people times a billion for 40 years.
I guess so.
Maybe NPR needs to bone up on their reporting a little bit.
It's the most weird, distorted, fucked up. Again, they just learned how to pronounce this medicine. I've been prescribing it for 30 years, 20 years.
Is this information we could find on the internet that millions of people take ivermectin?
Wikipedia.
Okay.
But I went to
Maybe NPR doesn't have access.
I wanted to make a point, so I went to the CDC website because I know for a fact that immigrants, particularly refugees to this country, before they can come into the country, need the following if they come from these regions. Start with the different regions that are in that quote. CDC's website, Gary's reading from.
As of when, CDC's website?
Today. Yesterday. Oh, I'm sorry. They had adopted it. I think that was, 2008 or something? It's been way for years. It's been the same status for years.
All right.
All Middle Eastern, Asian, North African, Latin American, Caribbean refugees should receive presumptive therapy with albendazole, single dose of 400 milligrams or 200 milligrams for children 12 to 23 months, and ivermectin, two doses.
Oh, are these horse people?
They're horse people. They're
centaurs?
No, just the horses they ride in on get the ivermectin, right?
But NPR said only sometimes.
All immigrants, all refugees.
Gary, just read that NPR sometimes thing again. Just let it sink in. It was made for horses and cows and sometimes given to people. I've said this for years. Stupid or liar. NPR.
Both. You can be both.
No, they're lying.
Yeah.
And they're stupid enough to not think we don't know that.
And stupid enough to think what they're writing is accurate. That's
why
the part
is it even a thing? It's for people and it's for horses. Who cares? There's many medications that are that way.
Most medicines have a veterinary adaptation.
One more time just because it'll make
His methods included taking ivermectin, a deworming veterinary drug that is formulated for use in cows and horses. While a version of the drug is sometimes prescribed to people for head lice or skin conditions, the formula for animal use is much more concentrated.
Well, first off, a horse weighs 1,300 pounds.
Well, listen to the.
But he's not taking the horse version of it, you retard.
Yeah, but listen to the grammar. The grammar's fucked up. While it's given for head lice, the horse version is more concentrated. That grammatically doesn't even line up.
Well, it's also they're lying because they're trying to pull you back to the horse.
Of course.
Ugh, it's fucking insane.
It's contortionist to try to make it go this weird way.
Right.
They're contorting the language and the facts.
It's weird, right? This is just NPR. This is National Public Radio.
No, your tax dollars at work.
All right, do your piece.
Jordan Harbinger. That's right. Jordan Harbinger Show. If you're a fan of fascinating podcasts with interesting people, you should check our friend Jordan Harbinger. He, of course, has a fascinating life history of his own. He's a well-trained guy. He's a smart guy. He has episodes for everyone, no matter what you're into. Dan Pink joins to discuss the power of regret, looking backward moves us. Or listen to Jordan's interview with Grammy Award-winning rapper Ludacris, or hear how a former child soldier in Sierra Leone grew up to become a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador. You'll always find something useful, something to apply in your own life, routine changes to boost productivity, mind tweaks that will change how you see the world, and of course, fascinating conversation. We enjoy the show. We know that you will too. Search for The Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R. You can get it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. I could listen to just Jordan just telling his stories. He's been a captive. He speaks multiple languages. He has a law degree, doesn't he? I think even a business degree. The guy, well-trained, smart guy, good interviewer, interesting guest. It's The Jordan Harbinger Show.
So, Drew, would you call that – I would call that NPR story fake news.
Oh, yes.
It's fake.
Why is that offensive?
First off, why is it even a story?
Right. Well, why – listen, this is the part that I find problematic, is that why anyone has anything to say about what anyone does with their physician. That should be nobody's fucking business.
I don't care NPR if it's you is making it their
or
business.
Or Joe Rogan or Jordan Harbinger. I don't give a fuck whose doctor it is. That is between that patient and that doctor and nobody else's fucking business. Now, they could say, well, Joe talked about it publicly. That's Joe's choice. Beyond that, you have no fucking business commenting on it. That's between the two of them. And by the way, the most controversial thing the doctor did was three days in a row, did NAD infusions on him. And that was a really interesting and very unusual intervention. And I talked to Joe about it. He said, that really helped me. And I thought, that's interesting. That'd be something worth talking about because that is not standard practice, but interesting. No, they missed that. They want to talk about a drug that they just learned how to pronounce and don't know anything about it.
All right. You can go to AdamCarolla.com for all the live shows. March 25th and 26th, Austin, Texas, Cap City Comedy Club, and then May 6th and 7th, Indianapolis at Helium. And you can check out my Truth Yeller series at dailywire.com/Adam. Subscribe. That's a good show. Enjoy that. What do you got, Drew?
DrDrew.com for the podcast, After Dark, of course, and the daily streaming shows at DrDrew.tv.
So, till next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo. Would you love to save some money on your insurance? Of course you would. Who wouldn't? And that's where GEICO comes in. They can insure your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even your homeowners or condos, renters coverage as well. Save more with special discounts when you bundle the coverages, and it's easy to use. They have a mobile app, 24/7 roadside assistance, and the switch to GEICO becomes a no-brainer. Switch today. See just how much you could save. Simply go to geico.com, get a rate quote, or contact your local agent.
Watch Yellowstone for free on Pluto TV. All this weekend, Pluto TV is streaming a marathon of seasons 1 to 3 of Yellowstone, the show the rap calls a smash hit series. Pluto TV also has hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows like Mission Impossible 3, Gladiator, CSI, and more. Absolutely free. So download the free Pluto TV streaming app and watch Yellowstone seasons 1 to 3 free.